Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
This is for Peter Greenberg.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
There you go, Peter. You could have done that song.
I'm still doing that song. What are you talking about?
How you doing?
I'm hanging in. You know, we're locked down here in New York, so this is week 7 for me. I just want you to know that I've solved the problem for myself. I've actually created a new passport, and I stamp it every time I go between the bedroom and the living room. It just makes me feel better.
Good idea. Peter Greenberg is the CBS News travel editor. Ion Travel is on WGN Radio Saturday afternoons, 3 to 6. And I know you've got some ideas for road trips, and a lot of people are thinking about their vacation plans that got canceled, and folks are reluctant to fly. We don't even know what's going to happen with airline schedules. So get in the car. Traffic isn't that bad anywhere. What do you suggest?
Well, you're right. You know, if you go back to after 9/11, it's the exact same thing that happened. We really kind of came out of the door slowly. We still wanted to travel. We can't help ourselves. We love to travel. But we stayed in domestic. We stayed road trips of under 300 miles close to home. RV sales went up. They're going to go up again now. Great opportunity to see the country. Not on the interstates, by the way. But, you know, there's a wonderful book that was published, I think, about maybe 25 years ago by a guy named William Least Heat Moon. Is that a great name? Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book called Blue Highways. And the reason why they're called Blue Highways, that's how Rand McNally and their road atlases specified the highways that were not the interstates, you know, the two-lane county roads, everything in the region as opposed to an interstate. And that's what he did. He crossed America only using those blue highways. And I love that. You rediscover America. This is a great time for us to get out there and rediscover our own country. And gas prices are low, as we all know, and getting and staying low for a while. And if you take a look just in the Chicago area, within a three-hour ride of where you are right now, oh, my God. I mean, you've got the entire state of Wisconsin, which is so beautiful. I'm particularly fond of Madison, as you know, because I went to school there. So in the interest of full disclosure, there's a conflict of interest there, but a great conflict of interest for me. They've got the best farmers market when it reopens in America every Saturday and Sunday right around the state capitol. You've got the little towns, the farming towns in Illinois and outside of the state capital of Madison, where you have farm auctions on the weekends and great fairs and by the way, great places to eat. You know, yeah. You're not going to lose any weight, but you're going to enjoy it. and then, of course, right in your backyard, you've got Route 66. You know, the Mother Road is going to start heading west, and you can take that all the way to where I live when I'm not bunkered here in New York, in Santa Monica, California.
You know, when I was a kid, Dad piled everybody into the Buick, and we took the Route 66 trip, Chicago to L.A., and I think I was, what was I, maybe 10, 11 years old, something like that, but that trip had so much impact on me. To this day, I have this great love for small town America and all the towns we passed through back in the day on old Route 66. It just never leaves you when you have that experience.
Well, there's something else too, which we're not getting a lot of it done right now for obvious reasons. But when you take that route, I'm talking about the old Route 66, not the interstate, you end up in places where you are obliged to do what? Have a conversation with people, talk about things, discover stuff, make new friends, find common ground. We desperately need common ground right now, and if we can combine common ground with great travel ideas, that's the perfecta. You know, that's the best.
Have you posted some of these ideas someplace where people can find them easily, Peter?
Yeah, they're going up in about a week, actually, on petergreenberg.com, which is everybody can find everything on there because we're updating it every day with news. And by the way, it's not just domestic travel. What we're seeing, and it's happening with the airlines, and they don't really want to promote it, but it's both domestic and international. I guarantee you there are people listening to the show right now who are sitting on thousands and thousands of either frequent stay points or frequent flyer miles that they've been unable to redeem during normal times because the planes are full, hotels didn't want to release the inventory. Well, that's all the hotels and the airlines have right now is space. And so if you look ahead, not just for summer travel, but for fall and winter travel, take a look at what the redemption levels are like to go anywhere you want in the United States over Thanksgiving or Christmas. Now, you know, we all don't want to book that Wednesday before Thanksgiving. First of all, there's a reason why they made that movie with John Candy and
yeah.
and Steve Martin. But the thing is, the redemption levels have been lowered in many cases, and there's availability. So while you're sitting at home now watching your fifth rerun of Wheel of Fortune, you can actually go online and use some of those miles that you never were able to use before and plan strategically for domestic travel, not to mention international travel, later on this year.
Yeah, and like you say, there's so much here in the Midwest, too. You don't have to go far. What do you got planned for us on the show tomorrow afternoon, Peter?
Well, tomorrow we've got a great conversation with Samantha Brown. You know Samantha. She's my colleague on PBS. She's got a great show called Places to Love with the legendary writer Paul Thoreau, who is actually landlocked right now, if you could explain that, in Hawaii. He can't leave the island because they're quarantined as well, and what his thoughts are because he's the master traveler. And then a very interesting conversation with Congressman Steve Cohen from Tennessee about masks on airplanes and the actual size of airplane seats and what social distancing should be like when we come out of this.
Peter Greenberg, Ion Travel, WGN Radio, Saturday afternoons 3 to 6. It's a great show, informative, fun, and like the song says, Peter's been everywhere. Always good talking to you, Peter. Enjoy the weekend.
I'll do my best watching Wheel of Fortune.
I know you will. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
See you down the road.